Hey everybody.
Hey everybody. Hey Cheryl, that was daggone, that was really sweet of you. So thank you for the song and thank you for having such love in your heart and expressing it so kindly, and it touches me very, very sincerely. Thank you.
So, welcome everybody to Growing with NTI. It's weird. It's just weird to sit in front of the microphone again. As you all probably all know,
Our dad has departed the world. He's no longer here with us.
Thanks for saying it, Connie. I just couldn't make the words come out. It just everything just seems to have a different light. So, I'm just telling you that because usually we're just a barrel of laughs. I don't know, we might be tonight, but we might be a barrel of tears.
It's all gonna be tongue in cheek tonight.
So, here we go, and
Yeah, and while we're saying that, our dad and our mom brought us down, began us on our spiritual path years and years ago when we were just children. They had recently discovered Edgar Cayce and Ruth Montgomery, and they were reading about them and sharing some of their readings with about the mystical experiences of, like, Edgar Cayce, who as a child would lay his head down on a he had a real a hard time learning in school, but when he'd fall asleep, his parents would be trying to coax him into to teach to learn teaching what he needed to learn for school the next day, and he just couldn't get it, just couldn't get it, but he fell asleep on his books. And when he did that, then he knew everything in the book. So that was like some of his first mystical experiences. And then he had tons of them were during World War II. Somebody would need some medicine, and he'd say, "Go to so and so's pharmacy and go to the back rack and look on the third shelf, and there's what you need to cure your blindness," or whatever. And he had all these mystical experiences, and it was, gosh, it was exciting. It was joyful to hear them to talk about these guys in that light. And so yeah, it was my and I don't know whether you remember this or not, Jacqueline. You're a little younger than I am. The excitement that was around that. So Dad and Mom both gave us that first taste of that. And
They were always excited about something, in the spiritual realm, and that excitement breeds excitement,
Yeah.
and so we learned how to be excited about the spiritual path at the feet of Mom and Dad.
Exactly.
So,
So thanks, Marge.
thanks, Marge.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you, Daddy.
Yeah, so Jacqueline and I kind of emulate that in this class. We read what we're reading, and there's joy there, and to laugh and have fun with that, and find the joy in that. It's a pleasure to do and a pleasure to share. So thank you all for being our guinea pigs here and letting us share that with you. And
Sweet. Yeah. And I think that's quite a prayer. Normally we start with a prayer, and that's an excellent one. I love it. And you know, and I would just the only thing that I would add prayer wise is just although Connie's already done it, a real dedication of this and everything that we do in the spiritual realm to Daddy and to Mama, our spiritual benefactors. We love you, Daddy. We love you, Mom.
Thanks. Thanks, Jacqueline.
Okay.
I forgot where you said we were.
I said, I have a note here, I think it's correct, that we are beginning, we're in the middle of Romans chapter 6, verses 15 through 18. That's on page 268 of the Holy Spirit's interpretation of the New Testament. Let's go. Let's read it. It says, you are not a slave. You are not a victim. Nothing can be given you that you do not want. You are the free and holy and treasured Son of God. All that you want is yours. And when you look at your brother Jesus, you see what you want. When you look at your brother Jesus, you recognize what is yours.
You know, it says, you're free and holy and treasured Son of God. All that you want is yours. So that includes that slavery and victimization.
Right.
You're not a slave and you're not a victim, but if you want to be a victim,
you can perceive yourself that way.
All that you want is yours. Yeah, so just kind of turn that around a little bit and looking at it and having to realize that you know, that there's some negative juice sometimes in wanting to be that victim. There's more juice, more happier juice in letting that go, but there is juice in the victimization. So that statement, all that you want is yours, is right on. And of course, what they're really getting you to look at here is when you look at your brother Jesus, you recognize what is yours, because what is yours is all these attributes, other than victimization, is symbolized by Jesus.
Right. Yeah. And I, you know, I'm reminded of today's tip where Regina quoted Jesus saying, "Ask and it shall be given unto you." You know, you who, if your children ask you, give them what they ask. You don't give them something they didn't ask for. And you know, you think your heavenly Father would give you less than you ask. So it's just talking about you know, the power that we have to shape our own experience.
Yes, and I agree, and I'm saying sometimes we're not cognitive that we want to be a victim.
Right. So yeah, so that power, it doesn't matter, you know, you don't get just the good stuff and you know, and you are shaping your own experience, that's the point, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
When you are looking at your brother Jesus, you are not looking outside your mind. You are not seeing the past or looking into the future. When you look at your brother Jesus and you recognize what you want, you are looking into your mind now and seeing him. You are looking in your heart now and recognizing him. You are looking within you now and you are finding him there, fully accomplished, all that he is, living within your mind.
Yeah, and I would assume that's coming from that space of the one mind. And him being a symbol all that's good and God and divine. And
yeah, we hang the name Jesus on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's in the mind now. It's not like, wow, wasn't he a great guy way back when?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You are eternal, as all of eternity is within you. All of eternity is within you. You know, it's interesting because I was listening to Anita Morjani's book, Dying to Be Me. I was listening to the Audible version of that book, and she was talking about, you know, what she saw when she had her near-death experience. And she was saying she saw her and her this lifetime brother in another setting that seemed like a historical setting in an underdeveloped country, and they were in this little hut, and she was trying to take care of him and everything. And in that life she was the older sister, in this life she was the younger sister of the same essence, she said, of this fella. And then when asked about it later, she said, you know, again, it's hard to talk about because we look at these things from the ego perspective. And so when we're talking about reincarnation, we see, you know, you live from birth to death, and then maybe there's a pause, and then sequentially after that there's another birth, you know, and live till death. And she's like, that's not how it happens at all. It's all happening at once. Yes. Everything is now.
Yeah, and that's just so hard for the egoic mind, my mind, to grasp that that's the way it is. It's all, you know, I've heard of explained like it's rolled up like it is a carpet. And it's just all happening at the same time. And, you know, you can unroll the carpet and put it on a linear line and then look at it from that perspective. But, yeah.
But it's beyond, and we've talked about this before, beyond the constraints of the ego mind. You know, we can only seemingly think sequentially. So it's just, it's hard to grasp.
Yes.
Those concepts. But I think that this is talking about the same thing here. You are eternal, as all of eternity is within you. I mean, if you are the only thing that is,
yes,
it would, you know, you wouldn't be waiting for something to unfold. You know,
right.
It would all have to be within you, and all have to be within you, capital Y, and all ising. You know, it's not all getting ready to happen, or all has happened, or all in the middle of happening.
Yeah, and even more simpler than that for my mind, you know, her talking about the essence of her brother. I mean, you know, that same essence is the essence of all of us, is the essence of all of us experiencing life.
Yeah.
And we want to look at this little segment of a brother and sister and pull out that and say, okay, that's the essence of them in this time and space. But the essence, the oneness of all of us is just going on all the time.
Yeah. Okay, so you are eternal.
Okay.
As all of eternity is within you. God is eternity, and the extension of God is you. But you have shut off your mind to the eternity that is there. You have looked away and promised to look at only a fragment of your mind, as my sister Connie was just explaining. This is why you believe in time. You believe a fragment is now, and everything else is not now. But everything is now. Eternity is in your mind, and you are in the mind of eternity. And Jesus, who shares your mind with you, is the symbol of your recognition that this is true. Close your eyes. Jesus is in your mind. He is nowhere else. You know him and experience him nowhere else. Jesus is in your mind now. He is a part of you. Yeah, and that deserves some contemplation. I mean, because we can read the words and we know, yeah, they're saying what we were just saying, but or they, Holy Spirit, saying what we were just saying, but to really be with that. Jesus is in your mind. He is a part of you. It's just.
Yeah, what's really cool about that is, Jacqueline is in my mind. She is a part of me. There's, and once again, it's kind of a trick of the mind just to split that apart. And we've been reading for eons of times now that, the separation isn't real, and we keep. It's just something we just can't quite grasp, and this is saying it very beautifully, that there is only oneness, and that's really all this is saying.
Beautiful. Thank you. Okay. NTI Romans chapter 7. This is on page 269. With Jesus, you have been released, because with Jesus, a belief has been loosened in the mind. With Jesus, the thought that you are forever separate from God, forever within a spatial compartment of time, forever a slave to your own invention with Jesus, this was all undone. In Jesus, you see the limitlessness that is your truth. In Jesus, you see your innocence and love. In Jesus, your perfection remains unmarred. My dear child, through the symbol of Jesus, you glimpse your own truth.
Yeah, and that's the same thing that mom and dad gave us a long time ago. It's that excitement, that mystical excitement of knowing that you're not bound to the limits that seem to be of this earthly existence. It's funny. It's a funny sound.
For some reason, Ken, I guess that is AT Sanctuary, keeps popping out. They must be having computer problems. He's back. Back online. So, yeah, welcome back, Ken. We were just talking about the beep beep noise my computer makes when you come and go. Figure you're having computer problems. Okay, so let's see.
It's chapter 7, line 7.
Yes, NTI Romans chapter 7, verses 7 through 12. You are the mind.
No.
No, we're not. My bad. I hadn't
Paragraph
finished up.
before that, sorry.
Yeah, hadn't finished that up. Through Jesus, you have been released, because a light now shines clearly within the mind. That's really sweet. That's just really sweet, because people talk about, Jesus died for my sins, Jesus is, my Savior, and all of this, and it's all true, just in a little bit different spin than traditional Christianity has put on that. Through Jesus, you have been released, because a light now shines clearly within the mind. Certainly elsewhere in NTI. Holy Spirit talks about the spreading of the light within the one mind, and how as we each have true thoughts, those true thoughts are fed back into the one mind, and that is the spreading of the light in the one mind. And so, when Jesus, when Buddha, when Ramana, all the masters that you can name, when they awakened, that light, that's a bright light that gets shown into the mind. And that's what's being discussed here, I think. Through Jesus, you have been released, because a light now shines clearly within the mind. Focus on this light. and realize you have found your truth, and follow this light with me. You are the mind that made the world, so all of the world is within you. Is this a sin? You asked this question and you decided it was, and then you went on to decide that you were sinful. And much of what you see within the world of your mind is a clear reflection of your belief.
Think it so, it shall be.
Yeah, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago, I think at the beginning of Romans, when we were talking about what the Course calls the tiny man idea. You know, you thought, ooh, what would it be different? What would it be like if things were different? And then we went, oh, holy crap, look what we've done. So, and that was we applied judgment to what we had made. And that was the first step into the wrong mind. I mean, the first step on down the wrong path. You know, we applied judgment, and then we applied judgment to what we applied judgment to, and then we applied judgment to what we applied judgment to what we applied judgment to.
It's all a downward spiral.
Yeah. So, but again, I mean, it's the same thought here at the beginning of this paragraph. You are the mind that made the world, so all of the world is within you. That same idea of oneness, you know, it's just an experience. Chill. Calm down. Which is a little private joke. Honey hates to be told to calm down.
Yeah, I particularly hate your timing when you do.
Calm down. You haven't done anything wrong. This is all just what's going on within your mind. But, you know, again, as we've been told over and over and over again, that's the good news. So all we got to do is quit believing it. All in air quotes, all we got to do is quit believing it. But, you know, that's the task at hand.
But that's really cool. I mean, and it's really cool in so many ways, because all you got to do is quit. Thank you.
Yeah, and as long as we can continue to choose to believe in it, we can perceive it that way. We can perceive it as painful. You know, we can see death as final. We can sit in the hopelessness of the beliefs that the separated mind chooses to surround itself with. Or we can deny that denial of the truth.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, you are the mind that made the world, so all of the world is within you. Is this a sin? You asked this question and you decided it was. And then you went on to decide that you were sinful. And much of what you see within the world of your mind is a clear reflection of your belief. But then you look at Jesus, and in him you see the light. And something inside of you rests. It rests because it knows that it need not worry. The truth is still within you. And if Jesus is your truth, then everything else must not be. And so you must not be guilty. You just need to let go of that which isn't truth and follow your recognition of truth back to your awareness of truth.
I think that's a big sentence. You read it again?
Uh-huh. You just need to let go of that which isn't truth and follow your recognition of truth back to your awareness of truth.
Right. And that's kind of where we started when we were talking about you're not a victim. You know, there's so many levels of that, but start with the very basic one, you know. I'm not a victim. That's a truth.
Yeah. And to unwind what we've wound down into, you have to start at whatever level you're on or whatever seems to be in front of you. Ah, I can't believe they had the nerve to. That's a good place to start.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So you just let go of that which isn't true. I can't be a victim. And you follow your recognition of that back to your awareness of truth. So you're there with that, and you get to contemplate that. I know Regina talks a lot about contemplation. So you know why? Now, there's millions of reasons that I'm not a victim. You know, I just can't be a victim. Why can't I be a victim? And sit with that.
Yeah. Yeah, until you see it as your truth.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, all of our spiritual teachings has brought us to this point to know that we can't be a victim. You know, what are they? I mean, we could sit, but it's each one of ours to do. So that we can let it go.
With each thought in the mind, that's a denial of the truth that we know to be true. That when we look inside, we know is the truth. Yeah. So to sit with the temptation to deny the truth, or the beliefs that we hold that deny the truth, to sit with those, to recognize their unreality.
Yes. Yeah, so right here it says, but then look at Jesus, and in him you see the light, and something inside of you rests. So that's what we're talking about. We're resting the falsity of victimization. Mm-hmm. Right? It's false. We know it's false. Let me rest in that. Let me give that a break and know what's the other side of that, which is the truth.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's the whole Helen and Bill. There has to be another way, and we can do that with any of these concepts like victimization. Okay, we're at top of the page 270. What time we got?
728.
All right.
The Holy Spirit is within you also, and the Holy Spirit is more than a symbol. The Holy Spirit is the pure reflection of truth within the memory of your mind. The Holy Spirit is the pure reflection of truth within the memory of your mind. This memory is not past. Indeed, it is what is very real now. But it is outside of awareness, outside of what you believe, calling you back to what is true now. And, you know, it's just for so many years, I mean, even when you're reading stuff that says the opposite, but for so many years for me, you know, I read Holy Spirit, and I don't picture, you know, a white bearded guy or anything, right? But I picture another entity, you know, some guardian angel that's going to come help me out, right? And this is saying everything, again, back to where we started this chapter, everything is within you. You know, the world and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and it's within you. It's within the truth of who you are. All of eternity, all of time, all of eternity is within you. And everything that is within you, including the Holy Spirit. And while it seems to be a memory, and we were talking a moment ago about resting, something inside of you rests. You know, it's that aha, it's that recognition where you go, and you know, you and I both talked about feeling that out at Endeavor Academy, where you go, oh, yes, I remember. Well, that, you know, I remember just being so, and you talked about it the same way, just being so grateful. Oh my God, I do remember who I am. Just a really palpable remembrance. And so it's this place where says, then you look at Jesus, and in him you see the light, and something inside of you rests. This is the resting place, the Holy Spirit, which is the truth of who you are now. And though it's talked about here in terms of remembering, because that's the way ego's got things set up, it's not a remembering of the past. It's a remembering of the truth.
Cool. Well, thanks for explaining that. So
yeah.
Well.
And the truth is indeed is it is what is very real now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so, you know, you read this, and sometimes it's putting all the dots together. But you know, this saying earlier that nothing is outside of you, everything is within you, and you're pointing out the whole. You know, the Course certainly teaches it that it's like it's an entity outside of you, and then as you progress through the Course, you get these clues that, oh, maybe it's not really an entity outside of you. It is you. It's your the best part of you. It's the divine part of you. But we're learning that even on the most basic practical terms. I mean, if you watch any of Byron Katie's stuff, when, you know, somebody's saying, well, he shouldn't have, and you know, and and when you do the turnaround, you go, oh, I shouldn't.
Right.
Because it's just me. I mean, and on, you know, people are allowed to get what Byron Katie's teaching on so many levels of he shouldn't and he really and if he shouldn't, I shouldn't, and because I'm propagating that, so I'm, you know, and but it, you can also see it from the dip, much deeper depth, I think that's redundant, here, where it's saying, you know, everything is within you. No, he shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't have done it because we're one and the same. Everything is within me, including what seems to be without, including the Holy Spirit, which is where the truth is, that seems to be outside of our awareness.
Right. Yeah. It's all within.
It's all oneness. The duality is the joke.
Right?
Yeah.
Very well explained. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Yes, again, I'm just going to read that paragraph again and then move on. The Holy Spirit is within you also, and the Holy Spirit is more than a symbol. The Holy Spirit is the pure reflection of truth within the memory of your mind. This memory is not past. Indeed, it is what is very real, right, very real now. But it is outside of awareness, outside of what you believe, calling you back to what is true now. Your conscious awareness is based on what you believe, but it is not a reflection of truth. To call you back to truth through the forest of your conscious awareness, the Holy Spirit sends symbols of light. These symbols come in many forms and many manners, of which Jesus is one. But they are all symbols leading you back to your truth, which is beyond your belief and conscious awareness. Yeah. And again, we talk about that often here, about how, you know, you just can't seem to get these things from the ego mind, how, you know, just the time has to be linear and you know, just all the concepts that we set up that make it difficult to get. And this is just unraveling those concepts, and it's saying that there's a truth of you that knows the truth of you, and it's beyond these beliefs and this this paradigm that we've set up within consciousness, that things can only happen linearly, or, you know, that things happen this way and this way, and it's beyond all of that, and it's the truth of you beyond all of that.
Yeah, it's kind of starting from the wrong premise or the wrong foundation. It's hard to see from the concreteness and the density of the ego.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And I should say we are on page 270 of Holy Spirit's Interpretation of the New Testament, and we are in Romans chapter 7, and we are at verses 21 through 25. Your task is simple, as it is simply this. Remember that the universe is a reflection of the past, because it is the reflection of a past wish or a past belief in the mind. Remember that your truth waits outside this wish, and your truth is calling you home.
Well, thank you.
Remain alert to the symbols that are sent into your conscious awareness to follow. Lock on to them and be led home. Let everything else pass as you see it. See it only as a reflection of the past, a mere shadow, and let it pass by without attachments. Stay with the light, follow the light, and it will lead safely and easily home.
Wowee. There you go, folks. We're going to hang up the phone now.
Jacqueline and Connie out.
Yeah, that's really great. Yeah, there's a lot saying there. You know, Jacqueline and I, we had this revelation some time ago that that everything was about our spiritual unfoldment. In fact, we said, let's allow everything to be about our spiritual unfoldment. And then one day we had this revelation, you know, screw allowing, everything is about our spiritual unfoldment, whether you allow it or not.
That's right.
And this is saying that if you don't, you know, if you don't recognize it as being about your spiritual unfoldment, if you don't see the light in it, then realize it's something of the past, something that's let go, and follow the light.
Right, and the something of the past, the former wish, of course, is the wish to experience something other than what is.
Yes, something different than...
Right, to experience something besides love.
Yes.
So if you're seeing something besides love, then you're looking at it from the perspective of that wish. And as Regina has told us, love is spirit giving to spirit, through spirit, that which spirit requests. So this is in reality love. This is in reality, you know, just the answer to, you know, to our question, the opportunity to experience. So when we see something that seems to be less than loving, when we see fear and when we see sorrow and when we see death, that's just a reflection of the wish to see something other than the way it is. I mean, and if you see it as that, then you can recognize it as what it truly is, which is love, right?
Yeah, and that's. And that's the beginning of the course, the blocks to love awareness, right? Yeah,
it's there.
Let it all go except for the love, and you've dropped the blocks.
Yeah. Sweet. Okay, so Cheryl says no need to resist. Yeah. Okay. We're at the bottom of page 270, NTI Romans chapter 8, beginning a new chapter here. The world, and all you think about the world, is illusion. There is not one thought that you have about the world that is true, except that the world has no truth in it. This is a true thought. This is a true thought given to you by me and echoed through Jesus. This is what he meant when he said he had overcome the world. This is what he meant when he said that his kingdom is not of this world. Jesus learned through willingness to see the world is not truth, and truth is not of the world. The mind that believes in the world believes what it experiences to be true, and so it lives the experience as if it is true, and it suffers heartache. But the mind that accepts the Spirit's interpretation of the world accepts that the world is not true, and so it does not suffer its experience, because it has accepted that truth is beyond experience. This mind knows peace, because it also knows that that which isn't true cannot affect the truth. And, you know, and there's the beginning of the course that says, nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God.
Which is the, and all this is the forgiveness theme, you know, that's, mm-hmm. it's just, this isn't true, so don't get caught up in it.
So you don't have to suffer with it.
You don't have to suffer with it. Just know that it is not your truth.
Well, and it's merely an expression of the desire to experience something other than truth.
Yes.
So when you're seeing it, you're going, yep, there it is. That's the experience of something other than truth.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And then that way, you know, you're not really holding anybody accountable, or yeah, you're just letting everything be as it is, and that is the forgiveness.
Yeah, and therein lies the peace.
And there is lies your peace, because you are gonna suffer the heartache, as it says here, if you. How did it say it? And so it lives the experience as if it's true, and it suffers heartache.
Yeah. Well, and you know, that's like the experience that we've just been through with Dad passing away. I mean, if you thought that death was real, death was final. Jeez, Louise.
Yeah.
But you know, I know very clearly. I mean, that's a heartache I couldn't bear. I can tell you that. But I know for a fact that Jack Poole lives. You know, I just know this. And that's the truth. And that's looking at the apparent cause of suffering and seeing that it's not true. That death is not final. That death doesn't end anything. And looking towards the truth. And the truth is, all of this is life. That life goes on despite what appears to be true in this world.
And that's a light, and that's following the light through. I mean, that's following it to its clear and true meaning. Very cool. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, this mind knows peace because it also knows that that which isn't true cannot affect the truth.
Sorry, where are you?
At the end of that paragraph.
Okay.
Yeah, and Kathy pointed out, yeah, that was a really cool line, Kathy, and she repeated it here. Truth is beyond experience and appearance.
Yeah, we think because we had an experience, that makes it true.
Right? No, it really happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, let's see. The mind that accepts the Spirit's interpretation of... back up in that other paragraph. The mind that accepts the Spirit's interpretation of the world accepts that the world is not true, and so it does not suffer its experience, because it has accepted that truth is beyond experience. And you know, we were talking about that a moment ago, about how Holy Spirit, the truth of you, the part of you that remembers who you are, stands beyond experience, right? Stands
yeah.
outside of conscious awareness.
Right.
Yeah, and this is saying the same thing.
And where we get caught up is thinking that the experience means it's true. And that's right here where it's saying that truth is beyond that. That's
yeah.
Kathy's saying. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy.
Yeah. Because it has accepted that truth is beyond experience. How cool is that? Yeah. Yeah, so how could I ever be mad at anybody? If truth is beyond experience.
Yeah, it's not the truth of me. It's not the truth of them. Who, in fact, who's me and them, right?
Yeah.
Even to draw the distinction
yeah.
is not the truth. All right, we're on 271, verses 9 through 11. Life is not in the world.
Oh, wow.
Life is beyond the world.
Yay.
The Spirit of God is life, but the Spirit of God is not in the world, because the Spirit of God is truth, and there is no truth in the world.
I hope you're enjoying this, Dad.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, wee. You are life, and you are truth also, so you must not be in the world, for there is no truth in the world. The world is an illusion of experience within the mind. You are not in the world. Right? We think that. We think we're in the world scrambling to get out. Right? And it's all, you know, it's... And so this is why we talk about this as a dream, similar to a dream that you have when you lay down at night. You know, the REM stuff starts in, right? And then you create this whole world. It's got houses and, I don't know, horses and roads and all these people. But you're not like, you're not in that. It's in you. And this is the exact same thing. This is a dream within the mind. You're not trapped in it. It's within you. I mean, it makes perfect sense, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And the forgiveness is knowing that.
And the forgiveness is simply knowing that. Let's see. You are the Son of God, not by your birth, which is illusion, but by your truth, which is of God. You need not earn who you are by acts in a world of illusion, which is just really funny. Well, wait a minute, let me give a little bit more money. Let me help this little old lady across the street.
you need not earn who you are. It could also say you need not earn who you are, because you are who you are by the grace of God.
It says that here. I didn't finish reading the sentence.
Sorry.
Let me read. No, you're getting ahead of me. You need not earn who you are by acts in a world of illusion. You are who you are through truth, which is of God. So it said exactly what Connie Poole said it should say. You need not earn who you are by acts in a world of illusion. You are who you are through truth, which is of God. The world is a world of thought, and every thought that you ever had is expressed in the world.
Wow-ee. Well, there's some responsibility in it.
Maybe. But the world is like a playground, where thoughts can be expressed freely without affecting reality.
Okay, thank you.
We almost lost Connie there for a minute.
That was over the top.
You have become lost in the playground of your mind, and you have frightened yourself there. But your home is unchanged and unaffected by your imaginary play. Your father's heart knows only your truth. And now you are called to lay aside play and come home to the truth of who you are.
Again, that's just that all of that paragraph is forgiveness.
Yeah, just the recognition that you haven't done anything, right? There's
right.
no blame for you or for anybody else.
Right. This
right?
just this you know, what you seemingly are experiencing in the world is not the truth.
It's just not the truth.
Just not the truth.
Creation is not suffering over your experience in the world. Heaven sheds not one tear, for heaven neither cries nor has compassion for that which hasn't happened. My dear child, listen to me now and listen to me well. All that you experience and believe to be true is not true. It is an experience dreamed up within your mind to satisfy a curiosity that you posed. Only you have come to believe your own dream, and this is why you suffer.
I think you ought to underline that if you haven't already. I'm underlining it right now. You have come to believe your own dream, and that's why you suffer. You idiot.
I didn't say you idiot. let's see.
No, the Holy Spirit's too gentle for that.
Heaven does not believe what isn't real, and heaven does not suffer. But she does wait eagerly and lovingly to welcome you back to the realization of yourself. Be at peace and know your truth within your heart. The love that you are is written there as a reminder of your truth. Be quiet and know your truth. Be still a moment and know all is well. The Holy Spirit, and again, for anybody who's joined us, we're on page 272, NTI Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 27. The Holy Spirit is your truth. This is why he knows your prayers. You are your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Spirit is you. Open your mind and welcome yourself unto yourself. Okay, so actually I'm just going to pop back up because I feel to pop back up to the paragraph before that verse. Be at peace and know your truth within your heart. The love that you are is written there as a reminder of your truth. Be quiet and know your truth. Be still a moment and know all is well. And you know that just goes back to that resting place we were talking about before. It's that place that is the place where you know yourself. That is the place where you know your truth. And so, you know, while many of us might sometimes, anyway, make a chore of meditation, it's actually a resting place. And it's a resting place. And like Connie said, it's what are you resting? You're resting all these thoughts and beliefs that aren't true, that aren't you. And so it's really an opportunity to rest the thoughts of the mind, of the thinking mind, that would tell you that all of these things are real. You know, if you're resting those thoughts, then you are resting in the place of truth. And that's why, you know, the be still and know that I am God. Be still a moment and know all is well. That's what this is talking about. It's just be still. You know, you can be still while you're driving down the freeway, right? So it's still those thoughts.
And it's the whole awareness, watching awareness too. It's having no thoughts of the world, the whole conceptual facade to be participating in it. It's just taking a break from it.
And resting in what's there absent the thoughts, which is the truth of who you are. All are God's sons, and all are destined to know themselves, because all are a reflection of one mind.
Thank you.
All are predestined to know themselves.
I know. Thank you. That's what I'm being so thankful for. Thank God this is predestined.
Well, we were just, before we came in, we were listening to Gangaji talk about, you know, the search, giving up the search. And it's like, oh my God, there's one more thing I got to get. Or, you know, she was talking about the search as an avoidance of, you know, what are you running from by your searching, right? And again, in the previous page, she taught us the same thing. You need not earn who you are by acts in a world of illusion. You don't have to be the best meditator. You don't have to, you know, there's nothing that you have to do. I need do nothing, the Course says. Nothing that you have to do other than be still and know your truth.
Yeah, and you know, we've all been studying this long enough to know what that truth is, so we can just rest in that and not just and just give all the conceptual stuff a break.
Yeah, and again, all are predestined to know themselves. So,
woo-wee.
Yeah, calm down. There is no separation because there is no truth outside one mind. How do you do anything outside of business, right? There is no separation because there is no truth outside one mind. That which exists within one mind is that mind, and so it is one. So I think that's a good place to stop. We've just got a couple minutes left. I want to express my gratitude for the opportunity to teach what I would learn, and I love you guys. I love you dearly.
Thank you everybody. Thank you for letting me experience this and know the truth and know the truth about my dad who seems to who seems like he's not with us anymore. And the truth be known, I cannot be separate from him, which I'm so grateful for.
Amen. Beautiful. Thank you, Connie. Thanks, guys. Love you. We'll see you next time. I'm not sure when that will be, but we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye. Good night.